The following media was brought to you by Tomo Huzzah.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Globally Local FM, your new station, your radio station, rather. That's here and there. How are you doing today, Rudy?
I guess here and there, a bit hot, a bit bothered. It's rather nice and humid where we are today.
Well, unfortunately, I cannot feel it from the studio as I'm currently freezing. Either
That's
way.
True. Do you wanna share with the world your current debacle of how you've been stolen 2 summers?
I guess, yeah, why not? So, basically, I don't like the winter. I don't. It's nothing personal, but I just hate the bitch. Alright. No, sorry. I'm sorry. Winter
Every
didn't deserve that.
Every person who's born in winter, I just hate the bitch.
Alright, that's for the record, yeah. No, but basically I moved away right as winter ended in Europe, and now I'm in Australia and the winter's just starting, so I guess I played myself, and if I move back, I will be moving in October to do the reverse, to get back what is mine, Rudy, what is legally
Another
mine.
Winter?
And no, that would be a double summer then.
Would it? If yes. You move in, you now have going to be 3 months in winter, right?
No way,
in Australia.
Shit, you're right.
You dumb bitch, you would have
done it again, wouldn't you?
You would have done it again.
You're right. Oh, my
I should
God.
Not
All
have
right.
said anything.
I think this is a mentality issue, it seems. But okay, you're right, Rudy. I have to think. I think the one lesson we can take from today is think before you speak.
That being said, I fucking love cock and balls.
All right.
Bleep that out. Please, Sid, I'll do anything. Bleep that out.
No.
I just had to say it for the joke.
All right.
Globally Local FM, we are a ever-moving radio bound by the extravagant whims of the wheel that lands us somewhere in the world. And we, your gracious hosts, Henry and Rudy, introduce a couple of news in the area. We shout out our colleagues in different radio frequencies. We do a little bit of shenanigans with local businesses. And we even have sponsors for these episodes, so be on the lookout for those. That being said, honestly, can I just say, episode 2, we got it. This was so far the best intro we've gotten.
Well, that's not hard if we have a sample size of 2, I guess.
No, I think we can pack it up. We did it.
All right.
Actually, goodbye, people. Where's the check, Margaret? Where's the check?
So this is a good time to announce that this is indeed our final episode. That was it. If you've tuned in hoping for more, sucks to be you, I guess.
She was a wild one. Thank you for being here, guys. We had a great run.
This almost is not worth the effort we put in to set it up, but I'll do it for the bit, you know. It's over.
Right.
So, Rudy, today we are in
Scarborough, Trinidad and Tobago. Well, specifically Tobago.
What do you know about this lovely little country, Rudy?
Well, honestly, you'd be surprised, because Henry always tries to pull my leg because his knowledge of the geography of the world, of its geopolitical stuff and political stuff and geographical stuff and everything to do with anything you can find on Google Maps, he is a god. So, of course, he always pulls my leg on it. But when it comes to Tobago, I actually, and I will call myself out on this, I know, but if anyone here has heard me pull this joke in real life, or in another podcast that we already done, I always said that I am one of those white people that come from a region where I have no colonizer blood in me. Mm-hmm. Well, if you actually take a look at the history of Latvia, technically it was a German guy, technically, but he lived in Latvia, and he counted himself as Latvian, although he actually had no Latvian blood in him.
Uh-huh.
Tobago was at some point a colony of Latvia.
There you go. We did it. We got him. We got his ass. Rudy is over.
And there's actually a very, very famous theater play about, well, it's, I think it's literally named Tobago or something like that. And I've been to it when I was very, very little. I don't remember anything at all, but it's somehow Tobago is a place where it's one of those random places where I feel like most Latvians have at least heard the name, which is, I don't know, kind of a cool fact, I think.
Yeah, I would say so. I've also heard Tobago is often called the Liepāja of the Caribbean.
Okay. Okay.
Thoughts on that already?
Going on to the news from Liepāja.
All right.
Henry, take it away.
All right. So today we've got Scarsborough. And I have a little bit of news. This is rather sad, actually. But bandits steal a granny's piggy bank. What does the world come to?
That is honestly so sad.
It is.
Like an actual like piggy bank.
No. Unfortunately, not an actual piggy bank, but just an equivalent of where like she was saving money. And that
an actual safe with like rubies and gold inside it.
That's right. It was an extremely heavy-duty safe, and they took it out with a crane. They were dressed up as garbage collectors, as we know from last episode, and then they lifted it out of there.
With the granny, too, as we know from the last episode.
All right, Rudy, what do you think? Actually, let's continue first, and then I'll ask the questions. She left the house in the morning, and then when she came back in the afternoon, but 4 hours later, the money was gone. So, first question, what do you think the container was that was the piggy bank, the quote-unquote piggy bank?
Is it something uncanny, in a sense of like, it's something that usually is not a piggy bank?
I would say, arguably, just in the name itself of the object, it would imply that it's not a piggy bank, usually.
Okay. It was her husband.
I think that would be a more extreme example. But no, it is still a place
they
where you
just came to collect the piggy bank and they were like, well, George, I guess you're coming with us.
Sir, you have $500 in your stomach. You're going to have to come with me.
And there's already Jimmy around the corner putting on a plastic glove, you know, like surgeons.
The husband doesn't even know. He just gets, like, fed coins in his hot dog over dinner. He just doesn't even realize he's swallowing him.
Take this small piece and you just see, like, this huge, like, diamond sticking out of it. He's there, like, without his glasses. Ah, a bit chewy on the side, but thank you.
So, it was a baby wipe container.
Okay.
But an empty one, presumably, right? So, not that crazy.
Well,
it's just a container, basically.
Some wet banknotes afterwards, then, if it wasn't empty.
And what do you think was in there? And how much, specifically?
Cheeky, soggy 50.
A lot more, unfortunately. It was $600. In 25-cent coins. So,
how did they haul the fucking ton out? It must have weighed like a cannonball.
So, I did check the comment section on this, and it sparked quite the debate, really, over exactly what you're saying, that it didn't match up, that a baby wipe container would not be able to handle the sheer volume of coins that she would have had.
Mm-hmm.
And one heroic, dare I say, commenter calculated it to be about 18 pounds of coin.
Was that in kilos?
I have no clue because I didn't think to look up the conversion of that.
Why would you... No, I will break you for this. You've grown up mostly in Europe and you just said in pounds?
Because
who are
what
you?
The commenter said.
What you... You know, I will look it up right now. People, I'm so sorry for my host.
It's about 9.5 kilos.
He wouldn't even give you the freaking... Oh my god. Pounds to kgs. This is the research I have to do to save this. Jeez,
nine
we almost got cancelled for this
nine
crime.
And a half is my guess.
18 pounds is 8.16 kgs. Honestly, not as much as I thought it would be, to be honest.
I mean, I don't know what to say to that. It just is, you know. It's, I don't know. It's, how many coins is that? It's 4 times 6, so it's 2,400 coins. Feels like it could check out.
I guess so. I mean, what kind of baby did she have if that was the box for the baby?
Well,
and we move on to the next news now. People in the comments, there's your new homework. If you're listening to this podcast, calculate that. Baby's ass ratio.
All right. Let's move on to what you have, Rudy. What you got?
Baby earthquake, actually.
Baby earthquake?
Yeah.
Meaning?
A moderate magnitude 3.9 earthquake in the North Atlantic Ocean, 108 kilometers northeast of Scarborough on May 20th. Denizens barely felt it. I don't know, it just was in the news. Like, no, because every website I went to, or rather because there's not that many English ones, so I had to translate some, this popped up almost everywhere. And I was just like, okay, I guess people were like, I guess it was one of those things where it just go throughout, you know, like you walk down the road and then suddenly you're just like, so Margaret was saying, and then you just keep walking and they were like, oh, this happened. I bet you people in the Discord just felt like they hit the gritty very well.
Right.
Just the shimmy.
This was so insignificant that it became significant.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well.
And I just, a small thingamabob.
Maybe if you're lying down correctly at that moment, you get a cheeky little free massage from Mother Earth.
Ooh. I would like that, actually.
You would?
I haven't had a massage in so long.
Well, buddy. Just lie down and have someone kick you in the back, and that's the...
What?
That's a free version.
What kind of massages have you been to, brother?
What's your take on a massage, Rudy? Yay or nay?
Well, I had to at some point get them, like, mandatorily because I had some, how do I say this, bone structure potential issues. And I had to have the freaking electromassages, like the ones where they stick thingies on you and then they, like, pulse, you know, and pulses, like, yeah, kind of, like, spasm the muscles.
The ones where they force you to stick the fork in the outlet, right? That one?
The ones where you sit in an electric chair. That one, yes. Explains a lot how I turned out.
Yeah.
My mom did it every Thursday, so.
All right, Rudy, time for the electric chair.
Comes in with a fork. Hey, mom!
It's a fun after-dinner activity.
Indeed, shakes you right up.
Well, Rudy, I have some more big news, actually. Some pretty massive news.
Go on.
From Tobago. Are you familiar with Mesopotamia?
Yes, I am. But how does that relate to Tobago?
So, Mesopotamia, as we all know, is a small village east of Scarborough. And recently, researchers have called into question the legitimacy of Mesopotamia being the birthplace of civilization. An archaeologist said it would be somewhat unrealistic for the concept of agricultural civilization to develop on a small, pretty rocky and hilly island in the Caribbean.
You cheeky bastard. I think, you know, there will be people out there who did not get this joke.
Well,
there will be people out there. For people out there. As I was at some point, people out there. Out there, my door. Mesopotamia is the birthplace of humanity, believed by many people. But the actual region of Mesopotamia is where, Henry, geographically? The crescent of...
Modern-day, Iraq, Syria, Kuwait area.
Exactly.
The Middle East.
So the joke was that... Yeah, okay, now you get it. Go listen to it again. Now you get it. But
yeah.
Anyways...
There you go. Another scientist said it would be unlikely that's where agriculture started, and then they all fucked off to Europe. Yeah, I can see why unlikely.
Yeah. But to be honest, for me to believe that, I'll need evidence.
Yeah. So for now, we just say thank you, Trinidad and Tobago, for birthing agriculture. Your boy really needed that one to live, you know?
Oh, what have we become? Actually, I have very dire news. Actual dire news.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the headline. No justice in Scarborough. What do you think that implies?
That there is a lack of justice in Scarborough.
They're temporarily closing justice. Here's why.
What's justice?
Temporary closure of the Hall of Justice Tobago and the Scarborough District Court from noon to 4 p.m. Who closes a Hall of Justice? Well, I'll tell you what. Apparently due to a planned power outage by the Trinidad and Tobago Electricity Commission, TNTEC, to complete maintenance work in the area. So what if these electricians are just part of like a criminal gang and have planned like a heist to be performed in those 4 hours?
Yeah.
Where's justice to do that? Justice is away. Maintenance.
That's right. In those in those 4 hours, it's going to be the equivalent of the purge on Tobago. They're going to run hog wild.
There's no man's land for 4 hours. And all why? Because of electricians. So every person who's been shitting on electrical engineers, electricians, that's right. We're fucking getting you. 4 hours? You think we need more? You bet your ass we'll find you.
I'm glad I don't live there or else I would be getting caught.
Funny how we talked about the power plug massages, huh?
Yeah, I'm starting to feel like this was not a coincidence. And I was in danger this whole time.
I'll take the power plug, stick the fork in it, and then stick that in you.
Please don't.
It's a funny massage, I've been told.
I think I will keep the electric chair for Latvian boys.
Wait, what's that?
Yeah.
Okay, I think the police is at our door, Henry. Let's do an ad break. Guys, we'll be right back. Just technical difficulties.
Yeah, that was a joke. That was a joke.
Picture it. A sandy white beach. Calm waters. Families playing in the shallow beach. It might be a paradise for some.
But not for you, yar, you filthy landlubber. If you want a life of adventure, a life full of gold and treasures, come and join the Little Tobago Pirate Crew. And no, we are not from the Little Tobago, if police are listening. Definitely not. But if you want to scrub ship decks for a living, you have the possibility of getting a cool scar or even lose a limb, well, then pirate's life is for you. So hop on aboard.
Family insurance policies are unavailable and total earnings are taxed by an employer, as well as we ask you to drink responsibly and play cards fairly.
I'm glad to see that there's a lot of illegal businesses advertising in and around Tobago. I will say I've always wanted to cut off a leg or an arm, so this seems like an excellent opportunity for that.
Yeah, just go ahead. I feel like Resident One Eye over there is definitely looking for somebody.
Do you reckon that these guys are backed by Big Hospital? That they're trying to generate more work?
Well, they definitely were not backed by the Big Justice, because that one was on a maintenance for from noon to 4 p.m. Maybe all that's right. Why this ad is here now.
Already. What's the weather like?
Sid, please leave that in. Fucking. Well, already.
I'm just glad that my whole setup didn't collapse, to be honest.
Anyways, right. Yeah. Weather news. As for the weather of it all, fear not, dear tourists. and fellow residents of Scarborough, as luckily for you, this is not the Scarborough of the United Kingdom, with its measly 20 degrees Celsius, and even that is pushing it. No, this is the Scarborough of the Caribbean, the one with the minimum of 30 Celsius all throughout June, no matter if it's raining or not. Night temperatures are not going to drop below 24 degrees Celsius, but be aware as you approach the end of the month. Thunderstorms are going to get more and more common. Another thing to keep in mind for an inexperienced tourist is the humidity levels. And no, I do not mean that you'll just get wet. I mean the swarms of insects that this season will bring. So if you ain't the biggest of fans of mosquitoes, maybe sit this one out.
Or just use insect spray. Is my take of the day.
Actual question here. Does that help you? Those insect sprays, do they help?
I've never tried. I think they do. I think
because as somebody who goes to his grandma's place almost every summer, and my grandma lives, well, one of them lives in sort of like a way out there area, let's put it that way, right? Like, it's very green forests, a lot of like, I guess, like there's, we have a pond. It's very out in the countryside.
Yeah.
Quite some mosquitoes, right? And
right.
We always use the spray, but it doesn't help much. It honestly does not.
But the spray is something that you put on yourself, right? Is that correct?
Yeah, you spray it on yourself, and it kind of smells like a bad version of like a shoe deodorant. It's very like artificial smell.
Yeah.
But it's still like, I think the idea of it, like the best it works is when a mosquito bites you, it's like, ugh, brother, ugh, and then just goes away and tells the brothers, don't suck that one off.
I don't know. Can't speak much to it, I guess. But alright, good to know. Thanks for the weather forecast, Rudy. I've kept an eye out. And if you're in Scarborough, you could be looking at some beautiful, colourful colonial architecture, much like the rest of the Caribbean islands. And much like the rest of Tobago, Scarborough is quite hilly, and it's quite small, so there's a lot of nature and sights nearby for you to see. Most importantly, and probably most popular as well, the beautiful beaches. And if you have a good eye from the shore, you might be able to spot Fort King George from the shore, which still contains the old cannons that the good old European lads and maybe even the Latvians at some point used to defend the shores of Tobago. So, Rudy, you got any local business to promote? Anything that caught your eye?
Yeah, actually, very good segue for this. But as for my local business suggestion, it's kind of like, might be a cop-out. But as far as I understand, by reading some things about Tobago and Trinidad, it's a needed one. So, you see, as of the past couple of years, due to COVID and a bit hardened infrastructure, Tobago has been suffering a decline in one of its most sizable chunks of income, namely tourism. So, to perhaps help out a bit, if we can, I'll just name a couple of reportedly breathtaking locations that might entice you to go and visit the beautiful island on which you could go. To Pigeon Point Heritage Park, to see... I think it would be one of those beautiful beaches that Henry already talked about. You can see its calm and turquoise-colored waters and white sand beach. If you're more of a sports kind of person, then the main reserve ridge is right up your alley with a beautiful hike and a waterfall as a bonus. And if you just, of course, want to just rest and enjoy the moment in a more bustling environment, then, of course, walk around Scarborough and mingle with the locals. And, just honestly, all around a good vibe. It's said to be a very beautiful location, like the island itself. You can also go to Little Tobago, which is a bit farther away from the main island. But
it's pretty funny.
Yeah. Help out the economy if you can by just having memories in different parts of the world.
Yep. And my recommendation, not very connected to this, but just thought I had a pretty funny name. Is called Shore Things Cafe. And shore being spelled like shore, like beach shore, you know what I mean? because it's on the shore and they like serve juice and shit. So if you're ever thirsty and after a good day at the beach, then the Shore Things Cafe has got you covered, I reckon.
Of course, we also want to give a shout out to some of our colleagues on the radio waves. And actually, some of our colleagues scared the shit out of me. Because I was just browsing the radio waves, and then suddenly I heard Next Generation Radio at 99.1 FM. Or at least those were literally the first words I heard when I tuned this on. So, not to mention that it scared me to death, I guess this is where the vibe's at. Because the guy who did that had the energy of a lifetime. That's all I needed to hear to be like, this is the shout-out I have to go for. So, Next Generation Radio at 99.1 FM. Go and check them out.
All right. Well, my recommendation, mostly based off of the name, but also because the music was quite funky, is called Boom Champions.
What the fuck?
So the music, this is quite weird. The first song I heard was like a, I don't know really how to describe it, like funky pop reggae is the best way I can describe it. And then a couple songs later, this was like generic pop, so... If you're in for a roller coaster ride, then check out Boom Champions, I guess. no frequency to check in though, because that wasn't mentioned as far as I'm aware. So you're just going to have to manually search them on the interwebs like a fucking grandma. Sorry.
That being said, we hope you enjoyed this episode, and it was brought to you by the Tome of Fuzza. If you want to have a bit of a more personal feedback, you can find my Instagram tag on 000RUDYS000, so 3 zeros, Rudy's 3 zeros. And where are we going next, Henry?
Am I allowed to plug my Instagram, Rudy? Or are you going to just...
Go on, but you have 0 posts and it's private.
That's right. If you want to try to follow me, but you won't be able to just because it's private and I don't post... You can follow you can follow me at chillscorpy22. That's right. So, type that in.
You heard it here, lads.
Type that in, give me a follow request, and I will promptly reject it. All right. You'll find us next time back in Doha, Qatar. That's going to be a dry and hot location. One.
Right. I'm going to go pack my suitcases. Goodbye, and fuck, the police is still at my door. Okay, be right back.
All right, see everybody.